Shall we bow our heads once again for prayer? Our kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you once again for this day. We are grateful unto you for the week that ended yesterday. We thank you for your blessings in the services. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, O God, for your mercies and your provisions for our needs. Thank you for travelers. Thank you for all that you saw us through. We are grateful unto you. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings we have received this morning since we come to your house. May your name be glorified. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the crosses that have been sung to praise your name. Thank you also for the special numbers. Dear Lord, we want to commit ourselves to your hand. We first of all ask that you forgive us our shortcomings and failures. Let our sins come under your blood. Lord, we remember your servant, pastor in Kaduna. We pray that you will be with him and be his strength. Lord, see him through the rest of the services he has there. And Lord, when we also come to local jam, may you also be with him.
Amen.
And give him great testimonies in all the services.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Father. The servants going to Bakatari, may you be with them also.
Amen.
I want to ask that you will be gracious to us as we look up unto you this morning.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that your blessings will not elude any of us.
Amen.
Heal the sick and the afflicted.
Amen.
And baptize souls with your spirit.
Amen.
May you take the saints to higher heights.
Amen.
Wherever the saints are assembled in like manner, we ask that your presence will be with them.
Amen.
Those who are sick at home will not be in touch. May you stretch forth your healing hands upon them.
Amen.
And perfect their health.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Father. At the end of the services of today, may we have recourse to give praise and glory unto you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Yeah, before we read the scriptures, let's quickly sing an hymn. There is I'm trusting still. Where is that? He said 333, right? All right. Shall we rise, please?
I'm trusting the unseen.
are still standing, let's open our Bibles.
Ibatashi, Diteduro, Ejashimbelewa.
Brother Amos, God bless you. Happy New Year.
Arakunrin Amos, Aki Inkabo, Eku Ojo, Beta.
God bless you.
We'll
say after the service, I'll be wanting to see you, and we'll say after the service. All right. God bless you. Matthew chapter 17.
Matthew Oriketa Dilogun.
The first five verses. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles. One for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased to dwell him. Hear ye him. Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians.
The first 6 verses. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle Christi, si nipa ife Olorun si awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Efesu ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ore ofe si yin ati alafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesu Christ Oluwa.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olubuku ni Olorun ati baba Jesu Christ Oluwa wa.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Ẹni tí ó ti yàn wá tẹ́lẹ̀ sí ìsọdọmọ nípa Jésù Kristì fún ara rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìdùnnú ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Fún ìyìn ògoore ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀, èyí tí ó dàlù wá nínú àyànfẹ́ ni.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Kí Olúwa fi ìbùkún sí kíkà àti gbígbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
You can please be seated.
Ẹ jọ̀ọ́ ẹ
We were trying to do a recap of this sermon that we have gone thus far.
I'm going to let you share to so lori wasu itati loni no elati baiwa
spiritual adoption.
Ita kweni isodomo ti emi.
So in the Sunday school,
ni ekojo simi.
We started from the beginning.
Abere lati bere pepe.
And then we pass through physical adoption
aloninu isodomo ti ara
to foreknowledge of God
sinu
election predestination
iyantele olorun
and this predestination talks looks to destiny
iyantele yi o ma wo pin gbogbo
in between the predestination and the destiny is the birth
laarin iyantele ati opin gbogbo ni ibi.
And this part we try to review the typical birth of a natural child.
So
I just started Mama Deyemi now. God bless you, man.
God bless you. Right.
So, and we saw that this natural mortar that we have, we are born according to the scripture, born conceiving iniquity, born in sin, come to the world speaking lies.
A ri wi pe ibi ti ara eni kiku ta ni yi ninu ese lagbe loyun wa ti a si bi wa ninu aise dede.
We come to the world speaking lies.
Awa sinu aye a si paro.
And the prophet said there is nothing good in us.
Oli ni ohun bi dara kankan ko si ninu wa.
And this corruption cannot inherit incorruption. This sinful nature cannot inherit God's kingdom. Something must happen to it. But what God predestinated unto eternal life is the seed that He placed in us. As
we
said in the Sunday school, that the prophet said that when a child is born, if that child is a seed of God, he said there is something, he said as small as the head of a snail that enters, that God sleep inside. That is the seed gem. And in another way, that is the word of God compressed for the generation in which that child is born. When the child grows to the age of accountability or come around the environment where the truth is preached and the light of God strike that seed, it opens up and recognizes the message of the day, and then it is quickened by the Holy Spirit to be able to live by the message of life. There are many, the prophet said, that come within the range of the message, and they have the knowledge of the message, but the ability to live by the message is not there. Many have gone back to denominations where they come from. What it shows, if they don't return back, what it shows that seed was not put inside of them when they were born. And there is nothing we can do about it. The prophet said his mother has an adage that you cannot get blood from a tunic. Gbongboigi.
Latara gbongboigi.
He said because there is no blood there.
Only to look who see eje nibe.
Where there is no blood, you can't get blood.
Ibi ti o ti see eje, o le mu eje jade nibe.
Yeah. So, and that's why we brought in the issue of the meal.
Idi ni da mu oro ibaka wa.
Ibaka see. Now, that creature. It's also an animal. It's a living thing. It can eat. It can walk. Move about. The only thing is that it is sterile. The prophet said that it doesn't have a seed in him. And he apply it to Christianity. That there are people too, religious people for that matter, that has no seed of God inside of them. They can sing. They can praise God. They can do everything that one in the realm of the spirit can do. They can even go as far as preaching. They can even go as far as performing signs and wonders. Is it not surprising? But the scripture proves it. In fact, it is also said of them that their names are written in the book of life. But it will be removed. The prophet gave Judas as the example. He said Judas was among the 10, among the 12, in Matthew 10, that was given power by God
Ọlọ́run fún ni agbára.
To go and cast out devils.
Láti lọ lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
In fact, when they came back, Jesus did not collect any of the powers from them.
Jésù gba agbára yìí padà lọ́wọ́ wọn.
They still have that power to cast out devils.
Wọ́n sì ní agbára yìí láti lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde.
To heal the sick.
Láti wo aláìsàn sàn.
But the seed inside of Judas,
Judas
was a wrong seed. It did not have the seed of God or the seed of life, which actually is the message of the day. In so many sermons, Brabham talked about Judas. He said, when others will be talking about how great Jesus is, he said, Judas will be saying in his own heart, don't you think that this man could have deceived us? He has his thoughts. When people are giving testimonies, he has his thoughts. When the power of God is moving, he has his thoughts. When sinners are being converted, he has his thoughts. When God touched the seed that was in that woman in, is it John 4 now? Not John 4. The woman that went to the feast to meet Jesus Christ. You know the story, isn't it? At the house of Simon the Pharisee. And the woman was being battered by God. The seed in her was coming to life, recognizing the message of her day. Judas have a different opinion. He looked at the whole thing as a waste of those oil that he was pouring at the feet of Jesus Christ. He was of the opinion that that should be sold and the money should be kept in the treasury, which himself is the treasurer, from where he had been stealing as and when necessary. That is his opinion.
A
religious man, having his name in the book of life. But there's another scripture that says, blot out their name from the book of
life.
So, and that was applicable to Judas and his seed after him. May the Lord be our help. As usual, sleepers have started sleeping. It's everywhere. But in my journey, they didn't have it easy. You can attend, but you are not going to enjoy the sleep. Yes, you will enjoy. I'll be here sweating, then you'll be enjoying sleep. It's not going to happen. It will not just happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. If it's somebody else, you can. But as for me, it will not just happen. If it is only that one you used to identify me, when we get to the other side, go and look for that troublesome man that will not allow somebody to enjoy himself in church. I'm the one. I'll be waiting for you to shake your hand. All right. May the Lord be our help. So we discover that a natural man is helpless, and the reason why he's helpless is because he found himself in that condition. He inherited that nature from parents. No, families and parents, they are different from person to person. Yes, but whatsoever it is in your 2, 3, 4 generations ahead of you, you are subject to pack any of them, including their sicknesses. That is proven by the message. 3, 4 generations ahead of you, left and right, father's side, mother's side. And I did the analogy here on the board one day. You remember, it's not just one straight line like that. As you go up like this, my father also have father and mother. Then those father and mother also have their own father and mother. It will be getting wide. This way is also getting wide. All the spirits, all of them come. So that is why it's more worse. And the prophet said, that is why he said that the chief children of today that the problem they have is 10 times what the parents have. It's because of this conglomeration of demons. And the Bible said that this generation will be wiser and weaker. Those wisdom are of the devil. Those wisdom, they are of the devil. You look at what most of the wisdom, what they used to achieve, is devilish. They can use it in a fine way, but many of it, many people carry handset, the old people, they only know to receive call and to die. Let the younger ones take it. The thing that that answer can do, it can destroy the nation. It can also make them very rich, righteously or unrighteously. Amen.
Amen.
No, one time I don't know whether I mentioned it here. When I went to Lagos to have meetings with them, somebody called me and said, calling from First Bank. I said, okay, I'm listening. He mentioned my name, correct. Mentioned my account number, correct. He mentioned my PIN number. Correct. My ATM PIN number, I mentioned, correct. You mentioned my birthday. Correct. So, he was now saying that they have sent me a message for about 1 week that I have not come to, that I should come and rectify something in the bank. I did not respond to it. I say I didn't get any message. Say, well, that we have to do it now, this and that.
I say
I will prefer to go to the bank and go and do it there. He said, no, we are calling from the. I said, where are you calling from? He said, we are calling from the headquarters of the First Bank in Marina. Are you not this? Is this not your number? Is this not this one? Is this not this one? Don't you still believe? I say, I will prefer to go to the bank. He said, this account is about to be closed down now. And you will not be able to use it for the next 1 month or whatever, whatever. I did not respond. Pam, they actually locked the account. I can't transfer. I can't do nothing on it. When I attempt, it says it's locked. So when I came to Ibadan, I went to the bank. The bank told me it is 419 people. They wanted one information, they will have asked for if I supply. I won't get one penny in my account after that one. This is the generation. Terrible generation. Destructive generation. They can render you useless in 1 minute because of this wizard wisdom they have. May the Lord be merciful. Alright. So as it is, so it is in this other side. They inherit the wisdom, they pack it, the sickness, they have it, the nature that is sinful, they also have it. That is why it is difficult for this generation to repent. What will break the heart of the people before us and our own set, the people now, I say, Jehovah really come on the scene, you will preach, knock your head up and down. It cannot touch anything yet. That is why the preachers of this our time, they must not be jellyfish. They must have backbone. Yes, they've got to preach with all that is in them, because the anointing we are dealing with is a strong one. Of course, you just finish the seeds, right? Yes, the anointing of the pale horse rider. He just went through that, isn't it? Which is a combination of the three horses ahead of them. Which is those three horses cover the first six ages. That pale horse is only for our own generation. It's a combination of all the demons. It's in this our age. You preach until you look, let blood be flowing your whatever. That demon is there. So parents have got to pray and refuse to be disappointed and refuse to give up and refuse the negative and tell God that there is no other option. This has to be done. When you do like that one, then you can gain entrance. But except you do like that and pray your heart out and do everything and not allow God to rest, you allow God to rest, you forget your case. Jesus told us that in Luke 18. Is it Luke 18 or Matthew 18? The unjust judge. Yes. Who doesn't fear God? Nor regard any man. And then a widow woman was coming. I was troubling her. Every time. Who is that? It's me, sir. This woman with the case in your table, sir. Oh, you are disturbing me, madam. You are disturbing me. If you say you bring a note from senator, you know one here. He say even if you bring from president, I will do my job. Because the Bible says it doesn't regard man. And it doesn't fear God. I use God to beg you. You are wasting your time. It's a person like that. It's Jesus Christ himself that say it. But because of the constant, the woman was mad. It is either you will kill me or grant my request. You don't do either of the two, you will not rest. So it is only somebody that can take it like that. In this our generation, is the only one that will have a breakthrough. I give you the key this morning. That is the only way out. Outside of that one, they will go to hell. Fine. As sure as we are standing here. This generation is terrible. Amen. You have to shine your eyes. Yes. The eye is already closing. You're already doing like this one. So you got to open it wide. We are in business this morning. This is the summary of this sermon. You have to open the eyes. May I tell you, church? Some of our officers, they used to sleep. They used to sleep. I mean, better sleep. Yes. They used to sleep. When I was in Sapele, the head deacon. Now, so they sleep too. They sleep. I hitting. Before your eye clear, it was not easy. But finally, the eye clear. So this morning, eyes must be clear. Whether you are a trustee, whether you are a deacon, chairman or trustee, chairman or whatsoever, your eye must be clear. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That is one of the demons we are talking about.
This
our generation. As we start like this, Satan also comes. Begin to sit down, people show that. First of all, bring weakness. Once you are getting weak, know that he's around. He has arrived. Don't wait till you close your eyes. Once you are yawning, like a sister just did now, once you are yawning, you know that he's around. Amen.
Amen.
Say, this man, we travel, don't come back. I don't come back. I've arrived. God bless you. I
think,
are you not expecting me to come back?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Don't come back now.
Today.
Not so now. All right. So now, when the situation is like this, the prophet told us that God has a plan. The plan of salvation. That's why we went through the sermon, you must be born again. And he told us that plan. He will not change the plan. Yes, the plan he has already put down to rescue man out of that wretched situation. Liberal Paul said, "Oh wretched man that I am, who will deliver me out of this corruption?" The prophet said, God has a plan. Yes. And that plan that they have, that first of all, an individual, child of God, seed of God, must come to that point of reckoning themselves as sinners and worthy of condemnation. When you see yourself the way God sees you, then you will know that you need him. Then the prophet said there's an approach to the new birth. And that approach is death to yourself. And I think we stay on that a little while when we are going through it. I'm just trying to remind us about the things we have done. You've got to die completely to your thoughts, to your feelings, to your idea, to your opinion, to your way of seeing it. You must die completely to it. When you die to it and surrender yourself unto God, then that is when God can pick you. Then that period of, we say, repent, that repentance is a great mystery, that if God does not touch you, you cannot repent. And I repeat again this morning, the reason why majority find it hard to experience the new birth is because the repentance is not yet satisfactory to God. It's not yet genuine. You see, have self-justification of yourself. The things that God condemned, you see, give it a pass mark. You cannot struggle with God on this thing. He only have the way out. He's the only one that have the way out. Your own way is condemned. You can try your own way. You see that you will not have any result. You try your own effort. It will come to naught. It is only God's way that will come to success. Yes, sir. That repentance must be thorough. The prophet said, some people, they lock up some things in their hearts. That is why he preached doors in doors. Things that they will not allow no one to see or to know. That is also why he preached desperation. He said, when some people are dying, he said, the things that they have hidden in their heart for a long time, those things will come up. You can't die with them. It will come up. You'll be conscious. Your memory will come perfect. You remember everything. You now want to vomit them. That is, if you are an elect, that is when you will be given the chance. While some are making that effort, they die. Those things coming up, it shows that the person is not okay to go. But if he cannot vomit them out, then his destination is questionable. So the prophet said, anything comes to your heart, is it a grudge towards somebody? Is it something you have stolen? Is it somebody you do anything against? Is it an act you committed that you have not made right in the proper way? He said, you do it when you are in your right senses. Because it gets to a point that you are not in your right senses. Okay, we have an example here with us this morning. Our brother went to bed fine yesterday, slept, woke up, he still feel that it was okay, just going out, then slumped. Immediately, as he started talking,
talk.
Thank God that he started talking. Immediately he cannot talk. Because the tongue will twist. The person that is there, the same thing happened to the sister I'm talking about. That's why we look at the matter way this morning. That if you should carry him to the hospital, immediately they start injecting with all these things, this system will no more work. So we have to say, okay, let us approach it by this way. Well, not only Pajawiri something. It's a traditional treatment that work faster and better even than the orthodox. That one is in ICU with the same thing for almost 2 weeks now. She can't talk yet. But himself after about close to 2 hours work and thing, he was able to talk. Supposing somebody cannot talk, the person can go from there. Many have gone from there. Yeah. But it's not planned for. Every day, we've got to be ready to go. We are always thinking of the money here, the business here, the whatsoever. Brother Abraham said that God is not against us doing business or making money. As long as it is righteous. He said, but while you are trying to make money, don't put God aside. Don't put God aside. You put God aside, He will also put you aside. It's only God that is indispensable. Every human being is dispensable. God can do without anybody. Yes. It is only God that everybody needs. The president needs God. The governor needs God. All government functionaries, they need God. King needs God. King. Yes, they all need God. Amen.
Amen.
For the new birth, that process is dead. The prophet said, you got to die first. He said, you got to die. He said, die out. He said, die to yourself. Die to everything so that you can be born again. How do I die to myself? The Bible says there is a way that seems right to man. He said the end of it is what? Destruction, death. Every mortal, there is a way that seems right to them. That is why we have God's word as our absolute. If we bring a point out now and say everybody should bring their opinion about it, you may be surprised. 200 people may have 200 opinions. Is that not? That is why there is an absolute. And God is the absolute. His word is the absolute. So all of us now, we have to come to that word. When all of us now take that word as the absolute, then we all have the same target. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. I say to two brothers, still they sleep and they sleep. Now you sabi o. I don't do my own. I know your idea is that when you shake your head, the sleep will go tell you that. Shaking head does not drive sleep. Yes, you can shake it. Lisa used to shake his head every night. He doesn't do nothing. May the Lord be our head. Right. Now the prophet said, when we die, then we are now born anew. He said, we are conceived anew by God's word. When we are now conceived by his word, then the word of God now gives birth to us. Then that person, he doesn't want to know anything after that one, but whatever God says, he's satisfied. No matter when he say this, when he say, but this is what the word says. He surrenders. Because that word is the parent. Is the new parent. The prophet said that when you are born again, he said, God now become your parent. And it is the parent that instruct the children. To every child, the word of their father is the absolute. So to every child of God, God's word is the absolute. When God speaks, it settles everything for them. Amen.
Amen.
So instead of having an earthly parent with some natures that are interbred into you, you now have another parent which is heavenly, then it is his own nature that is now bred into you. That is the new birth. And then from this birth, the prophet said, when you are born, then you grow as the small children that we have here. I think the youngest that we have is the child of a brother Jerry now. I forgot the name now. Jubilee, thank you very much.
Jubilee.
Though I'm the one that went to name the baby, but so many things have happened after that one. That all those names, they have all, I have to think before I can get the name. That is on one thing that my wife called Aya Mark than myself. Yes, once she know the name of a child, that one has gone there to stay. My own is not like that. It's opposite. All right. Everybody have their own proper gift. So, all right. There's growth. The prophet said, I've read the code then. I don't think I want to be this paraphrase. I don't want to be reading, otherwise we will not finish
it.
And then the prophet said, there is an atmosphere of growth. This atmosphere of growth, there is a number of points that the prophet mentioned. Of course, the scripture in, I think, is it 1 Peter now? Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. He said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And the prophet said, how we grow? When somebody asked him that question, he said, it is to read the word of God and to pray every day. Then this word, it has come to us through the messenger, that is the interpretation of the Bible. Then from the messenger, it is committed to the hands of the fivefold to go and be warming it and be serving it to the people so that they can grow. The prophet read from Ephesians 4 to explain that. And then the prophet also told us that there is a particular atmosphere that go with growth. He said, if it's in a church that doesn't believe this, doesn't believe that, and is part of God's word, there will be growth in that place. He said, for there to be proper growth, it has to be a church that believe the entire word of God, and they preach it, and they stand by it. That is where proper growth can happen. Like a little child. Before a little child can have a good growth, he must be exposed to balanced diet. If it is gari and kuli kuli every time, you must understand the condition in Nigeria. Gari and kuli kuli today. Understand the condition of Nigeria. Gari and granola tomorrow. Understand Nigeria and something. Then the next day, aku. No meat, no fish. Just say you understand like that. The other day, concussion, that is only oil that is on top of it. No other ingredient and the rest of it. That child won't have a correct growth. Silence. Those are no balanced diets. I want my child to come out in flying colors. There are things that go into the vitamins that affect the brain. You give them any other thing, the brain cannot be sharp. Go as a nutritionist. I think we have one here. Yes. As it is physically, so is it spiritually. Let me give you a quote. Where Abraham said, he said, leprosy, that he has been told that what causes leprosy is a wrong diet. He says so also spiritually. And leprosy, he says, is a type of sin. So what causes spiritual leprosy is wrong spiritual diet. Wrong physical diet causes sickness. I think Brother Falaju is around. Yes. Those are the lab people. When you have some certain sickness, doctor will begin to tell you, be eating this one. Don't eat this one. It is because you have not been eating the right thing before. If you are just eating only carbohydrates, no vitamin, no protein, the body won't be balanced. You say, are you preaching or you are teaching hate? We are preaching. Because I quoted the scripture for you. I mean the prophet to you. Wrong diet cause leprosy. Wrong spiritual diet. He also caused spiritual sickness. Why is today now full of supplements? Supplement came up because of imbalanced diet. Everywhere is full of supplements now because majority are not eating the balanced diet. So the money you did not spend on the food, you spend it on the supplement. The body will make its demand. So is it spiritually? So the spiritual supplement, what is it? Correction. Rebukes. Because when you didn't eat the correct diet, you misbehave, you act anyhow, corrections will come, rebukes will follow. They are the spiritual supplements to make you to balance up and stand correctly. Are we following? If you have naturally read the word of God yourself and you believe it and you follow it, nothing to rebuke, nothing to correct. When you do what you are supposed to do, there is nothing to correct, nothing to rebuke. But when you don't do it, then the rebuke will come, corrections will come, and there are different categories. They can come very lightly depending on your misbehavior. If it is light, if your misbehavior is serious, then the Bible also talk about sharp rebuke. That is scripture. Scripture. Brother Paul told Timothy, say, rebuke them sharply. Sharply. When he needs sharp rebuke, you get it. You see Titus now here. See, this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. If they have listened to the word of God before and they are following it, they will be sound in the faith. But what they have had, they are not following it correctly. Then, depending on how the misbehavior is, then the rebuke will now come and it will be very sharp. It is a spiritual supplement to balance the agumu in their system. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Right. We spoke about training. As it is in the physical, so also spiritual. There is training. You train your children. Abraham said you get the best teacher according to your financial capability. That will determine the school you will send your child. There are different categories. But what you just want, want your children to be successful, want them to come out with good grades. Yeah. And you do all within your ability to make sure you give them the best. The prophet also said, as it is in the physical, God also have his selected tutor. And he said, this tutor is truthful. This tutor is honest. This tutor knows exactly what the father wanted in the child. So he knows how to bring up the child, how to train the child. And he said this tutor must give report to the father intermittently. If the child is doing fine, he will tell the father, your boy is coming up, he's coming up, he's coming up, he's improving, he's coming up. The father that invested in the child, he will be happy when he hears such a report. But Otherwise, if the result is negative, the father will not be happy. He will be sad. And he will not be proud of the child. He will not think or talk about adoption. Because adoption ceremony is done only for a child that graduated from training and that successfully until the father is happy that what I wanted from this child, she has brought it forth. He has brought it forth. Then the adoption ceremony. The government use business to analyze it. Let's talk about Dangote. If you ask from the company now, some of the children are director here, managing director here, this one here. He did start one day. He started them off from this class somewhere. When they are fresh graduate, you say, go and man that area. And he will start. He will have a gas that will be, he'll be attend, he will be subject to, he will be answerable to. He wants him to understand this business from this perspective. After that one, he will transfer him to another session. He wants him to understand from that session. After that one, he will transfer to another session. When he has known all those ones, he will raise him up. Then after that one, we understand that level, raise him up. Finally, he'll be a manager somewhere. That's how they do in business. While the father is still alive, he knows that if he doesn't give these children the right training and they understand this training well and know what to take which decision, if I die, the business will end. So while he's still alive, he will give them all those trainings. Then when they have reached all those trainings, he will put them there, managing director. Then he will stay back as chairman of the conglomerate, the way he normally is. All the different companies. Be the chairman. We're hearing from the managing director here, managing director here, managing director here, managing director here. Then we'll be nodding his head. Amen.
Amen.
In the spiritual, we are not all the same. Some people, maybe all that they will be in life, that God wanted them to be in life, in the house of God, is to be a song leader. Maybe that is all that God planned for them to be. So, you might be thinking that, what is song leader? There is something in song leader. A song leader is a ministry on his own. Because that song leading will determine the anointing that will flow into the service. So it cannot go there haphazardly. He mustn't come late to church. I said there is a serious circumstance. He's got to be there on time, settle down, pray, stay under the anointing, write out the songs and choruses, pray over them, give to the keyboardists or whatsoever, and wait for the time to come. When that time comes, we have tens or hundreds of choruses. He might have even jotted down some. The anointing might even take him out of those crosses sometimes. Maybe he just picked one there. From there, another one came from outside, enter inside. Another one came from inside, enter inside. The tea will just be flowing. And then the whole church is rejoicing. That is the result of the preparation. If there is no preparation, there will be no result. Brother Abraham even said, if you want to go and sing special number, you got to prepare for it. You must practice it. You must pray about it. What we are interested in is not just your voice. It's not just your voice. It's not altogether the rhythm. All of them are inside. But there is an inspiration that go with it. Maybe I've done. The devil is trying to this song. I know the Holy Ghost give it to me, but the devil is trying to look. You did not practice. You did not practice. You didn't practice. You did not pray for it. You did not do the right preparation. Simple. Don't spiritualize anything before the people that knows what is right. Use both face. It doesn't work. You got to pray and prepare. It's not altogether to show the new dress you just That's a wrong motive. Neither can you also use bad dress to come and sing special. In fact, if you are coming with bad dress, if you miss the deacons, you should not miss the song leader. If I am the song, if I'm the song leader, and I see that you dress badly, I'll tell you when you come. You will sing another time.
According by me.
I won't give you the mic.
Boom.
Far be it. That I will be the one leading songs. And then use my hand. To give somebody the address like an adult mic. Under no circumstances, that will not come from my hand. I will tell you, you will sing another time. Why you will sing another time? I say we will see after the worship service. Then I will tell you what. You are not qualified to sing.
Oh yeah, lati kori.
Every ministry has its responsibilities. The pastor cannot help you to do your own. You must be at par in your duty post. Yes. You ask somebody to sing. He says if it is lengthy one, please try to reduce it. And it is eight stanza. And the person stubbornly decide to sing the whole eight. Maybe you are doing better like this one. He refused. I must finish it. After that one, if I'm sung leader, before you will sing the next one, 3 months will pass. I don't care how you say you are inspired. 3 months before you come and sing another one, until you learn that this is the house of God, you cannot do what you like there. You are giving mic to testify, and leave the mic. If you add another thing, join it. The next time, I won't call you. Yes, sorry. These are things that everybody must know where they are standing. Yes. It is a place of responsibility. And you will be held accountable for what you do without your position. Yes, sir. There is nothing you stand for in the house of God that you will have much friends. This is not a place of friendship. It's a place of responsibility because God is involved. His reputation is involved. And he's looking at you as a person because he's going to ask you how you run your duty, how you run your office. You are accountable to him. We are talking about spiritual adoption. Stubborn children cannot be adopted. If they say you should sin and don't testify or say, then say you will do the two together. Okay, now before you be giving my or for another 4 or 5 months until you learn very well that this is the house of God. Follow instructions that you are giving. Don't say it's a bit, it's a amo. What amo? As amo is there, it's representing the entire Christ by tabernacle. Yes. Sebi is by Joshua. He is representing Christ's bride tabernacle. From the pastor, the associate, the minister, everybody, they are standing when they are on their post of duty. Yes. If you feel that they do something that is contrary to something, it's a point that we'll discuss outside of the church service. We'll talk about it and see whether truly they did or you are the one that did not understand. May the Lord be our help. Nobody does what he likes. It is in that office of deaconship that they will be adopted on. When somebody is an interpreter, if he's gifted interpreter, and is interpreting, and is surrendering himself unto God. On that service unto God, it can be adopted. The prophet talk about even housewife. Look at a keyboard since the time of Abraham. Because she was so surrendered. And she saw a miracle happen. When that miracle happened, because she was playing and was looking at the thing, when the thing happened, she was, the anointing struck her. That she forgot herself. That she was playing the keyboard. She lifted up her hands to God. And God Almighty know that it's not showmanship. That she was actually in the spirit. And God did not want the rhythm to stop. God asked to take over the keyboard and be playing it. Why this one have her ear in the air? Worshiping God. Why? Because she has yielded herself to that service. After that session was over, the very keyboard that Jehovah played, then she continued to play again on the very hand of Jehovah. Who wouldn't want that kind of an honor? That where God put his finger, you will now come and be putting your finger also. What a thing. There is no place of duty that you do conscientiously that God does not bring you to that condition of adoption. I was telling them at Ekoma. I gave them a few testimonies. One day, the service was about to, we were to go to service. The heaven was black. Okay, me and the pastor, we have arrived. We got there on time. So everything was black. It was sandy. And normally when it's like that, for the next 1 hour, it's heavy downpour. Of course, people have been praying for it because there is no water in Ekoma. They don't have well. Neither do they have bowl. They only have cisterns. Cistern is just like an underground container. They will dig it. They can contain up to about 20,000 liters or 30,000 liters. That rainwater will enter inside. That's what they depend on. Before the rain, they will be buying water that tanker will bring from far. Even before I got there, they just bought about 60,000 worth of water.
All right.
So this heaven black, and if it means that the service will not hold that day. So I told the pastor, this one will not fall. At least not now. So we prayed. Not at this time. It can fall. The people are expecting it, but not now. It is not late. If you fall in the night, you do. It just clear. See, we finished the service. See, everybody got home. There was no drop of rain. In fact, the rain canceled that day until the next day. Why? It's not as if that if you fall, whatever, but it will disturb our service. So we have a reason to ask. Say, Almighty God, rain is needed. People are asking for rain, but there is also service here that is greater than the need for the rain. So the very God that spoke in Colorado, and the prophet said that let it be dry for 4 days until we finish our hunting, the same God we serve. Their own is even hunting. This one is service. It cleared up. It cleared up. And it never comes. Those are the kind of things we want at this time now. But Abraham got to a spot. He said there is nothing he has sincerely asked God. Watch that word. That he has sincerely asked God. That God never gave to him or told him why he will not give it to him. We are arriving at that spot. Something that you sincerely ask God. Yes. That it is either God will give it to us or tell us why we will not have it. When we were there too, in Ekoma, we went to do checkup in the hospital. Called Professor Andrew. Works at Ira Specialist Hospital.
Professor Andrew,
and also the wife of the pastor also works there as a nurse. So he went to do eye check. He has some complaint. I said, well, I'm already treating my eyes. I just want to see how far. So went there, and we went for the checkup and the rest of it. On Tuesday, went there Monday, we didn't do it. We went there Tuesday, we did it. So from that Tuesday, he said his eyes was peppering so bad. Until even because of that eyes, he canceled the Easter meetings. So he said because of this eyes, he said he's even going back there on Monday. I think it was Thursday or so we went. So he said he will go back there on Monday. So when we got to church on Sunday, he was still having the eyes something very bad. He said so. And even told the church in the morning before the service. So while I was preaching, I gave a testimony. I said years back, just in the course of preaching, the testimony just came to my mouth. I just gave it. If I come to just seek, and maybe the pastor said, let's shake our hands together, you know, greet each other. And you know the ministers normally when we shake, we hug. I will make up my mind that once we are doing that one, new sickness you must vacate. I say that has happened several times. It has happened several times. So while I was saying it, unconsciously my mind went to the pastor. He was sitting in the audience.
That
if God will position his own faith. So we finish the service. Before the evening service, he told me that the eyes has cleared. I said, thank God. Those are the things we need at this time. He sent his word and he healed them. Now, it is not God's intention for us to come to church with situations and problems and then we carry it back. It is weakness of faith that made that to happen. The intention of God is that when we come to church and you are hearing God's word and you are attentive and you are following it and you are receiving it and you are accepting it, that word penetrating your heart, it must come back to your spirit and work in your body and destroy every works of the enemy and bring you to good health. It is the program of Jehovah for this journey. In the physical journey that they left from Egypt to Palestine, the scripture said their clothes never grow threadbare, their shoes did not worn out, and there was no feeble one among them. And the prophet said, theirs was a physical journey. Ours is the spiritual of that time. Yes. So if in the physical, if they enjoy that one, why would the devil say you will not enjoy it here in the spiritual? The prophet said, when you see the shadow of an elephant, you cannot see the image and not see an ant. The image must reflect the shadow must reflect the image. So the shadow that you see, when you see the substance, it must blend together. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
A housewife will be adopted as housewife. We have one in the message. Though we have several, but one stood out that the prophet gave as testimony. That happened to marry a drunkard. And the drunkard was drunkard, the life of a drunkard.
It's
a squadamania.
It's
wasteful.
It's
not responsible. It's a drunkard. So this woman that married that drunkard, no doubt has been praying for the husband, like the wife of the one the prophet spoke of in the Jairo, or what is the name of that one? Zacchaeus. Yes, thank you. Rebecca, the wife of
Zacchaeus.
She prayed for the husband. So this sister was praying also for the husband. Until one day, only God knows how long this battle has started. But one thing is that whatever have a beginning, it will have an end. Sir, this situation is bad. When did it start to be bad? You can point to it. But God is looking at when it will end. Yes. Anything that have a beginning, we have an end. So the woman was, she doesn't know. In fact, she doesn't know that we have an end in this physical life. Because by the song that she was singing, she was, the wordings of that song was suggesting the end of this life for the thing to have a solution. When she prepared the food, giving chair to the guests who
have
pretended drunkards, she
thought
they have drank as usual, gave them chair and went to prepare the food, and then prepare the food and call them that please the table is ready, sir. And then the man have already told the others, because the crux of the matter is that they talk about Christians. One of them said, there's nothing like all those, forget about them. There's nothing like all those Christians. It's just a makeup, nothing to it. Then the husband of the drunkard said, they may not be many, but they are truly Christians. Say, have you seen one? Say, yes. Where? In my house. Who? My wife. See you. Maybe he cook you better food yesterday and then. I bet leave that. He said, no, I mean it. Say, we can try it. Ah, okay now. Then they plan that they will go there and disguise and then to test for reaction. So when the food was prepared and dressed there, tantalizing though as it may be, the man told them, just watch what I will do. She become a Jesse or whatsoever.
Whoa!
Scatter the thing, break it, break to pieces. I told you that you should not prepare my food like this. Foolish woman and the rest of you that you will have. And the woman came and saw it and said, I am sorry that I didn't prepare it to your taste. I'm very sorry. I will try and make another one. Then she went to go and take broom. And then they went to another room, listening. Then she began to sweep those things and to sing. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Say, there is a cross for everyone and there is a cross for me. Say, this consecrated cross I will bear until death shall set me free, and then I will go home my crown to wear, because I know there is a crown for me. While she was singing that, a special anointing came down. The type that pleases God. The type that came down when Atirah spoke the right word. Came down in that place. And the place was shaken. And those men could not help themselves. Their stony ass was pricked. And it was broken. And they all broke down. And wept. And told her, can you please lead us to your God? Then she guided them how to be a Christian. That is our adoption. Now, there is different stages the prophets talk about. He talk about fatty worker, he talk about different things that you could, God could have you there. Even a student. Different things you can ever be. And yet you are a tool in the hand of God. And at the end of the day, you will just be adopted in that way. And when you are adopted like that, what happens? An adoption is a place of authority that you are given authority. Let's say, let's pick housewife as For instance, something happened at home, and the housewife that is adopted is there having the genuine faith of God. She come out with the boldness of a man and challenge the devil, and the result will come out. Yes, sir. Something that somebody else will be nervous, running up and down, call pastor, call this one, this one, that one, that one. But that anointing will come upon her, and she will do that. It is this group of people that the prophet said, a time is coming when things will be taking place. Like somebody say, I don't have rain in my farm. Say, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody will say this and that. I give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I think we have read those quotations. We have read them in the previous services. So I'm not going to read them because I'm coming to the last stage. Because I have a few minutes left now. Now, Brother Branham, who is the messenger of this last age? If you are sleeping, it will be good for you to open your eyes now. Brother Abraham talked about the adoption of Jesus Christ. Is that correct? That's why we read Matthew 17. Now, Matthew chapter 3 was the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ. That was when he was baptized. That is where the voice descended from heaven. God came and entered into him in fullness. And the prophet told us, from this Matthew 3 to Matthew 17 was the training of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, though he were a son, he said he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He prayed one prayer that God did not answer. That was, he said, let this cup pass over my head if it's possible. But he said, nevertheless, not as I will, let your will be done. The will of God was that the cup will not pass. He has to drink it. And he drank it. He knew he would drink it before. And it was not a sweet cup to drink. It was a bitter one. But from that Matthew 3 to 17, he was obedient. I think we read some scripture that time. Don't we? We read some scriptures. The Father worketh either to and I work. You remember? Say, the things that I do, is the Father that dwelleth in me that doeth them. He said, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he said, the Father do, that dwelleth the Son likewise. You remember those scriptures? Those are the trainings that Jesus had. Until he got to a point that perfectly, everything was just exactly like the Father. Then, He went to this month of transfiguration, and the adoption was done. Brother Abraham, we knew that since he was born, this pillar of fire came to where he was born. Is that correct? From there, he grew a little, started hearing audible voice. From there, he grew more, started seeing vision. Then gradually, before he came to his conversion,
to be there.
Around like 1930-31 thereabouts. Then he started preaching like 1932. Then 1933. The Ohio River experience. Then gradually like that, to 1946, when the angel of the Lord met him physically. After that 1946, that was when God spoke to him to store the messages there. That's why you have the messages from 1947. You know, they have to look for gadgets and things like that to start. And the thing was improving on improving until we have a very clear one. You see those initial messages, a lot of blank spaces were there because of the type of gadget they were using initially. In the early 50s, Brother Abraham had some tough trainings. Apart from the one he had in 1937 was when he went to Mishawaka. And you know, the revival, he was asked to preach, and he came with plenty invitation. So when he got back home, he told the wife, this is how the convention went, and these are the invitation I have. The wife said, I will follow you. Then Abraham said, you tell your mother, I will tell my mother. Abraham told his mother. The mother said, Billy, wherever God call you, go. Hope told the mother. The mother said, tell your husband to act like somebody that have sense, to go and get the debt on your church paid up, and let the church build you a parsonage, and do like somebody that have sense. So you want to take my daughter on a trip that I will not know which day she eat, which day she does not eat, whether she eat or she doesn't eat. So when the prophet looked at the reply, he said, okay, that we'll suspend it, we'll go later. For that decision of suspending it and going later, five people died in a short time. Abraham said, in a very short time, within to have five people under 3 months, the wife, the daughter, the brother, the father, and a brother-in-law, they die within a short time. Somebody lose only one person now, sometimes 6 months, they never balance. One happened. The third day, another one happened. The next week, another one happened. Before you know, another one has happened. Small time, another one has happened. You think it was that easy before the prophet would be taken of suicide? It was a terrible situation. But why? God was giving him training. Hard training. That you are the messenger I've chosen for today. I'm not going to change. You are the one. But you have to learn how to obey me. Who is your mother-in-law? When you are supposed to go. And then mother-in-law is saying that you act like somebody that, so you want to act like somebody that has sense, have you? That was the fourth phase. Between 1951 and 52, he had another phase of training, similar to 1 Kings chapter 13. In South Africa, God gave him instruction. Do it like this. If you read the message, Faith Africa Report, two of them, You will see the stories there. It's not an easy thing to list to experience.
Brother
Abraham said he was so sick until he almost died. At a point he was asking God, is this actually my hand? One day, then God show him a plain white sheet like this. He said, this is your future. He said, your future is clear. Your future is bright. But this thing that is happening here is training. Then from that time, Brother Abraham said, I don't care who says what. Be a minister or whosoever. He said, I'm going to mind one person. That is God. So from that time, he minded God. Then things now begin to happen. Then the ministry begin to climb to higher ground, higher ground, higher ground. Until he got to the place. One day the prophet said, come to the window. I want to show you something. See, there's a trap that is set for you. Then he showed him the Chicago 350 ministers, Chicago Greater Chicago Ministerial Association. You can read it in several places, but I just put in here, speak to this mountain, paragraph 81 to 96. You can read it on your own. I'm not going to read now. Because a few minutes
are
those ministers that were sent to him, when they came, he was joking with them. He said, you will go for me. You help me, you represent me. After all, I've done you some favors before. Then, but finally, when he came there, they discovered that what he has told them before exactly was what happened. Unfortunately, most of them are serpent
seed.
Why? Abraham said they promised to come and be baptized. He said, but did they come? He said, never. May God be gracious. One time, God told him, whether it's phase one of a trap, this is another phase of a trap. This is actually the one in the speak to this mountain. So now the prophet said, God told him that there's a trap that is set for him, and he didn't tell him how it will happen. But he told the church to pray for him. So shortly after that, he was in a service at New Hampshire or so.
New Hampshire.
Then, while they were there, a young man and a young woman, they sat in front, and they began to romance there. And the prophet said, young man, you are doing the right thing in the wrong place. Say, that's probably your wife. Take her home and go and do whatever you want to do. But this is a religious gathering. He didn't mind the prophet. He just continued. When the prophet talked, he will enter the next year. Brother Abraham said he was climbing the womb, the gate, almost to enter into her. He said, then he said, something said to him. He said, say what you will, and it will be done. Then he was having perspiring. He was perspiring, sweating. He said, something told him, say blindness, and they'll be blind. See, another thing, say death. Say they will pack them out here. He said he could not move. He was just still looking. Because he has been told before, a trap is set for you. And he has prayed that when this trap will come, God, don't let me fail. Then, as he turned back to them, he said, I forgive you. Abraham said, later, God come back to him and told him that that is what I expect you to say. Now, the God that we are dealing with, he had the answer sheet in his hand. When he will set the questions for us to answer, he has the answer sheet. The marking scheme is in his hand. And he expects you to pass. He can't help you to add. He can't help you to add marks. It is what to score that will be announced. Brother Abraham passed his own. This brother Abraham, he was in the wilderness one day hunting. And he was meditating on a scripture. If you say to this mountain, be moved and be cast to the sea, and don't doubt in your heart that what you ask will come to pass, but you believe, you will have what you say. He was meditating. He said that scripture always stumbled him. God did not say that if I say, God said if you, human being. So he was wondering, me, human being, say that. So he was wondering, what is it all about? So while he was in this wilderness, the voice spoke to him. Say, the scripture you are meditating on is like any other scripture. He said, it's like any other scripture. Say, what are you doing here? He said, I'm hunting for squirrel. How many do you want? Hey? Who is talking with me? He said three. How do you want them? Where do you want them? I won't want to be like this. I will shoot it here. I want the other one to go like this. I'll shoot it in this place. The other one, I want it to come. He made that one rough. Like this. Then I will come and shoot it in the eye. It happened. He picked them. He said, there is bleeding. There is blood there. He said, visions don't bleed. If you got to be vision, I won't see blood here. But this is blood. So it is real. Those are the testimonies that Abraham carried to the house of Atirat. Because it's not something that is common. It's not common for somebody to come and be telling you that I spoke, squirrel came out, where there is not supposed to be squirrel, and I kill it. If God doesn't help you, you look like a fairy tale. But Atirat, he knew that this man, she knew that this man is a prophet of God, is an honest man. God actually worked with him, and there is nothing that God cannot do through him. She believed the testimony completely. While the brother was speaking, she spoke out where she was standing on the road. Yes, he said, Brother Abraham, that is nothing but the truth. The atmosphere changed. There are testimonies in these scriptures. If God did not help you, you just read it as a story. Remember, it was a story about Elisha and the Shunammite woman that a woman read, and she prayed on, and she put herself in that condition, and that changed the atmosphere up and brought a plane down in the place where he was not supposed to stop. Not only that one, delay it beyond necessary until the prophet went to where the woman was, pray for the child who was unconscious for 3 days, who was dying. The boy came back to life. And then Brother Abraham continued his journey, believing that the plane has gone. God delayed the plane. As he got to the airport, they said the last call, William Branham. It was the VIP that entered the flight last. What do you think this is? This issue of Skure happened twice. Do you believe them? Are they real to you? One time. Let me see. I'm going to close now. I'm looking at 12. Yeah. In the message, watch night. Watch my word of the night. I guess he's preached more than one. This is 58:11:30 now.
58.
Paragraph 179 to 204. Now, in that sermon, the prophet went to a sick child that had cancer. Until the jaw are separated from the upper one. Very big, like it has deformed the child. Of course, they are only trying to, because until somebody is dead, you can't bury
him.
Otherwise, medically, they are through with that child. So the prophet went there and looked at it. He himself, he doesn't know where he will get faith to even say he's praying for this child himself. So he prayed for the seed. But he asked God a question. He said, God, do you take pleasure in looking at a situation like this? He said, me as a sinner, if it affect me like this, what will it do to you? What did God answer him back? Say, I am waiting to see what you will do about it. Don't be asking me what I will do. He said, I am waiting for what you will do about it. He said, because I have already given my authority to the church. So, Abraham pushed it to God. God pushed it back to him. Whatever you do, that is what I do. Abraham pray small prayer for the child. As terrible as the condition was, as confounding as it is to science, the cancer of eating almost everything on the edge, everything came back to normal. God said, I'm looking at what you will do about it. A man like that in our generation, that God told to give
Atirat
what she wants. He didn't say, I will give her. He said, ask her whatever she wants, give it to her. And the woman was asking, what do I ask? Abraham suggested money. It didn't click. Okay, then he suggested the healing of Edith. It didn't click. She was saying, what will I ask? Then Abraham said, then look for what is the greatest desire of your heart. But Abraham said that the two boys, as at this time, they were laughing at the testimony the prophet was giving, which in our own understanding we will call it unpardonable sin. For somebody to make jests of the acts of the Holy Spirit, these are the things the children were doing at that time. But because the woman asked for them, God has to cross all those policies, all those rules has to be cancelled, because it is in tandem with the scripture. When
When Elijah told Elisha, ask whatever you want to now before I leave, so that you can have it. What will Elisha ask for? I want a double portion of the power. At least we used to say that you cannot give somebody what you don't have. Is that right? But when somebody is asking for double of what to have, in the scriptures, the kings, you always said, ask whatsoever to the half of my kingdom. They are not even ready to give all that they have. They only promise half. You cannot ask beyond half. That is normal human being. But Elijah said, whatever you ask, it will be given to you. He said, I want the double portion of the spirit that is on you. That's what I want. Elijah himself said, you ask for a hard thing.
You are covetous.
You ask for a hard thing. But his word has gone out already. He said, nevertheless, if you see me when I go, it will happen like that. Since you have asked, if you ask, if you believe, if you stay with it, then you will ask, you will get whatever you ask for. All that Elisha needs to do is to keep his eye on Elijah. When Elijah was being taken, the chariot of fire came down. He said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. The garment came down. He didn't say, it is power I want, now clothes I get. The thing that fall on his hand, there lays the double portion. He took it. And right from that place, the thing started to work. By the time he got to Jordan, he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Jordan hear what?
Jordan bow.
He just opened his mouth. Then Elisha passed. When the people that have been mocking before saw it, they said the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Church, we have gotten to a place that things will have to happen. After the rapture, none of those powers is needed again. None of them. I know that people sometimes they have problems, they keep it to themselves. There's no problem. God has a principle. He that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. He that asketh, receiveth. That is the principle. It is only for those who ask. And when you are asking, Jesus will ask, do you believe? A blind man came to him. I want to see. I'm not a doctor. Do you believe that I can do it? They say yes. Be it unto you according to your faith. The eye open. Let us escape. They say we want to be cleansed. 10 of them. He said, go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that is prescribed in the law. They obeyed that instruction. While they were going like this one, they look at their body. It has come to normal. He didn't touch them. He didn't pray. He didn't even say you are healed. He didn't even say anything. He just gave them instruction and they followed the instruction and that happened. The people that God will walk through today and walk on, it will be men and women, brothers and sisters, that God has cut off everything out of them. Their reasoning, their imaginations, their own thoughts, their own whatsoever, that they know that whatever God says, that is the final. The vessels that God anoints every time to use, he's got to believe them. If you don't believe them, you won't get nothing out of it. That is the hardest part, isn't it? Yes, Brother Abraham said. Brother Abraham said it is easy for people to believe Jesus Christ. He said, but when it comes to believing human beings, he said, that is difficult. May the Lord be our help. As I close now,
while
I was in Ekoma, one morning, when we were looking for rain, the rain was making gray in the night. Of course, I was praying that there should be rain because we didn't need water.
Rabbi
Peter also said he was also praying. So, then he, when the day broke, we talked together about it. The rain was already falling. I said, me, I prayed that the rain will start at
47.
Himself said, it should even fall to
11.
I said, the reason me I put it for 7 is because of your wife who will go to work. You'll be the one to carry her. I said, it is because of that space that I put it like that. He said, if you want to fall to 11, you can fall this and that. I said, okay. So, when it was few minutes to 7, the rain first stopped. But when it was around the time for him to take the wife, because he's the one that was asking for this extension, then the rain started and beat him to the place. But the rain finally stopped at
9:30.
So I say, you see what to do? If you have stayed with that 7, when that rain stopped, that will have been it. But because of the extension you have, I was considering you and your wife. That is why I pray my own prayer like that. But the extension you are talking, that is what you suffer now. This is no time to kid. This is no time to use words to play. It is a time we mean what we say, and we say what we mean. And it is a time that your life must be sparkling, void of unbelief, void of sin, void of every questionable thing, so that if God wants to pass your way, He can find you available to use. But I can tell you that God has started to move in a certain way. And you will see it more as you go forward. Shall we bow our heads?
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil has got to say, there is no jot of the promise of God that will fall to the ground.
Brother
Abraham never one day say, I am adopted. But with all these things that happen in his ministry, nobody need to tell you that he was adopted. Because we see the fruit of an adopted son of God, of an adopted servant of God. And the prophet told us that that is the first sheaf that was waved in our generation. It's the first fruit that was matured for harvest. And the prophet said in the Old Testament, when that first sheaf is waved, it is a sign that the others will also come to maturity. We are the proceed of that message. We are the continuation of that message. We are the manifestation of God at this our own time. As the heart is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God, they will know that they are here. They will know that we are here. We cannot, there are so many things we can say as testimonies of the present, not of long time now, things that are presently happening now by the mercy of God through little two vessels of lumped or clay. And it will continue like that in more wider manifestations. Those that believe, they will see the glory of God. Supposing God is asking you this morning or this afternoon to ask what to we. What will you ask? Or what are you asking? What is the greatest desires of your heart now? What that is it that matters to you most now? That you want him to do to you. That you want him to do for you. If you will sincerely ask at this time, our God is as powerful as he ever was. And is present with us this afternoon. To repeat once again, his mighty acts of power. His mercy still endure forever. Is he moving mysterious ways his wonder to perform? He can still deliver the oppressed. He can still bind the broken hearted. He can still heal the sick and the afflicted. He can still baptize with the Holy Spirit. He can still dissolve every power of darkness. He can still bring to nothing the counsel of the enemy. Our God remains the same. He still walks in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. If thou canst believe, all things are possible unto them that believe. By the special grace of God, I know I am a son of God. You must know you are a son of God. You must know you are a daughter of God. You must build a relationship with God. That when you ask, you will get it. Yesterday, a thought flashed my heart that I'll be taking Sunday school this morning. I don't know why. But situation woke us up this morning that I have to come and take the Sunday school. This is the time we need to yield our all unto him. Our God sees work, signs, and wonders. He still performs miracles. Does what no man can do. He can change situations. Is the barren empty at home? The God of Elisha that told that widow woman to go borrow vessels, not few. Is he with us now? To fill from one single pot to the several pots. That same God is the very one we are serving. We are not asking to consume it upon our loss. We are asking because it is a need. And he makes his promise that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When it becomes a need, God is equal to the task. His reputation is attached to his promises. Is attached to his word. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. While our heads are bowed and our hearts are bowed also. This is no plain ground. What we have just gone through is as serious as God is serious. Nothing to be discountenanced there. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Beside those at the altar, if there be someone that would like to be remembered in this prayer with some requests,
some great desires, some needs, and you believe with all your heart that God will supply, that God will grant, that God will do it in honor of his word, to prove that he is still powerful up to now, and that it is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you have that faith this afternoon, only believe it shall be exactly as you want it. Just lift up your hand to God as you offer this word of prayer. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sidenu, Jehovah Jireh, he that was, that is, and that is to come, the Almighty God, we bless your holy name. We thank you, dear Father, for the testimony of your word, which is the truth, nothing but the truth. Dear Father, I commit your children. Altar is filled up, some are on their feet, hands are lifted up everywhere. And you know the needs that are behind them. Dear Master Jesus, if these testimonies are true, which they are true, both the one from the message and the one that is given personally, you are a witness of them. I pray, dear Master Jesus, prove yourself one more time that you grant the needs of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. May their needs be met. May their request be granted. Turn every bit of their desire to testimony.
Amen.
To the glory of your name. Let it be Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Satan, you and your unbelief and doubt and your reasoning power, we banish you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We request that you pack your load out of God's children to the glory and the honor of his name.
Amen.
That the faith of the Almighty God will be planted deep in every heart.
Amen.
And will be in expectation. I will see the manifestation. It is written in your word that blessed is he that believeth.
Yes.
There shall be a performer of those things that are spoken.
Amen.
Because they come from the Almighty God.
Yes.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Whether it's spiritual, whether physical, whether material, whether financial, whether sickness, whatsoever it may be, it is written in your word that you are rich unto them all that call upon your name. Your children have called upon your name, Father. Manifest your glory.
Amen.
Manifest your praise.
Amen.
Manifest your power.
Amen.
So shall it be, Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful
Amen.
Name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless
you.
We'll be seated by 2:00. God being our help. Shall we rise? I want us to sing this in this. My hope is built on nothing less.
darkness seems.